This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Jeremy Hobson.
With the trend toward buying local food from local farms, you'd think it would be easy for local farmers to get some startup cash. But it isn't. So the government is stepping in to help. From the Marketplace Sustainability Desk, Eve Tro reports.
In lush Escondido, California, Karen Archiplay started an organic vegetable farm with her husband about 6 years ago.
We're looking at rainbow chard and Luciano kale. And we harvest this every Saturday for Sunday's farmers markets. And now we're selling more and more to the stores as well.
The whole farm is just 3 acres, but it provides well for the Archiplays, plus a few employees.
So you can take the size of a parking lot and make a very good living.
This is the lifestyle that I want to pursue.
Ray Shields just started his farm nearby, called Amber Waves Organics. His chickens and turkeys have sold well. Now he wants to grow more vegetables.
I want to have a sustainable organic farm of such a size that I can provide employment opportunities for maybe 8 or so, maybe 10 veterans if I can get them to come there.
Shields is retired Navy. But traditional farm loans aren't designed for his vision, says Elizabeth Yu. She's author of the forthcoming book, Finance for Food.
Financing either goes to very large industrial scale farmers or primarily to farmers of commodity crops that aren't even intended for human consumption.
The big banks that loan to big farms aren't interested in a half acre of eggplant. And startup farmers like Shields look too risky for most small business loans.
A lot of beginning farmers go into credit card debt because that is the one type of capital that is available to them.
A new microloan program from the USDA aims to fill this gap. Small beginning farmers can get up to $35,000 at about 1% interest.
I'm seeking to reach out to customers that may have never walked through our doors before.
Val Dolcini heads the California Farm Service Agency. He says applications are coming in fast.
A microgreens operation in Sonoma County, a sheep rancher in Solano County, a peach grower in Fresno.
In Escondido, Ray Shields has put in his application to grow organic peppers. He should get about $30,000 just in time for planting season. I'm Eve Tro for Marketplace.